I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. You know, every time of the year, every season of the year has some built-in reminders for us just about principles that God has built into the world. And we've got an exciting time of the year right now. Today is New Year's Eve. Today is December 31st, New Year's Eve. We're getting ready to start 2022. And symbolic of new beginnings in our life. We get this fresh start. We get this new beginning of a new year. Now, something I learned last year is that officially the 12 days of Christmas actually start on Christmas Day. The 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas Day, and they go out into early January to the day of Epiphany. Now, day eight of the 12 days of Christmas is actually New Year's Day. And in the Bible, the eighth day was a very important day. The eighth day, this would have been the eighth day. If Jesus was born on Christmas Day, the eighth day would have been New Year's Day. And the eighth day was the day of covenant. The eighth day was the day of circumcision, the day of covenant, of a reminder of God's covenant with the people. And that was the day when boys were given their name. That was the day when the baby boys were given their name, was on the eighth day. And so a principle we began to talk about last year around this time is New Year's Day. It's a reminder for us. We have this covenant. We have this partnership with God. God has circumcised our hearts. We have this new covenant with him. And he's written a book about our lives. He's given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. David says, all my days were ordained in your book. Jesus says, all my days were ordained in your book. Here I am. I've come to do your will. God's written a book about your life. For each one of us, he's written a book about our lives. And the question becomes, all right, God, you wrote this book about my life. I want to be walking out that book. I want to be living it out. I want to be walking out those plans and purposes that you wrote about me already in your book that was given to me in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust that there's grace available. It might look impossible. I might not know how to do it. But you do, and I've got this covenant, this partnership with you, and this grace is available to help me walk this out. So the question becomes, what is the title for this year? If he wrote a chapter about this year, what is that chapter in the book called? So taking some time to press in, God, what is this? What is the chapter of this book, of the title? What is the chapter of this book called for this year of 2022? What is it called? Now, what's come through for me as I've been praying about this, been studying, been seeking God, what's come through is the year, you could say the year of beauty or the year of the beautiful land. As I've been reading in my Bible, just this phrase, the beautiful land, keeps coming up as a phrase that's used to describe the promised land. It says God led people to the best and most beautiful land that there was. He led them to the best. He searched it out just for them, the best and most beautiful land. And a concept I've been thinking about for about a year is that God is the source of beauty. Beauty comes from him. He's the source. He wants to make our lives beautiful. Why? Because beauty inspires awe. Beauty inspires curiosity. Beauty is energizing. Beauty inspires creativity and peace and tranquility. And beauty attracts. Beauty begins to pull more and more into your life. Now, beauty, what is beauty? Beauty is vibrant. It's vibrant. It's also, it's balanced and symmetrical with everything in the perfect position. Beauty is very complex, but at the same time, very simple. No extra parts, nothing extra is there. It's free from the things that aren't supposed to be there. It's elegant. Everything's in harmony. Everything is working together beautifully. Timing can also be beautiful. And God wants to help us build this beautiful life. Now, where I think this is going is realizing that beauty starts on the inside. The beauty of that inner person. The beauty of the heart. And I've been reading through Song of Solomon lately. I've been doing my Bible, I call it my Bible writing, my Bible scribing, just hand copying out passages of scripture. And I've been scribing in the book of Song of Solomon lately. I feel like God was prompting me to start scribing from there. And this is a book about this interaction between the husband and the wife, the bride of Christ and Jesus. And he talks often about the garden of the heart. The garden of the heart is beautifying from the inside out, a beautiful heart, a beautiful spirit, a gentle and quiet and beautiful spirit. And then letting that flow through us out into our mind, into our emotions, into our physical body, practically into the world, beautiful finances, beautiful relationships, a beautiful purpose where everything in your life is working together for good, leading to this beautiful land. That's where I think this is going for those of us in the Abundant Life Blueprint over the next year. This seems to be the theme for us in the Abundant Life Blueprint coming up for this next year. He may have an individual title for your own book personally, but I believe for me personally and for the Abundant Life Blueprint, this is the title of the chapter for this year, the year of the beautiful land. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just receiving this from God. Father, we thank you for this year that was just finished and all you did in this last year. All that you've done. We just thank you for this upcoming year, this fresh start, this new beginning, this reminder of our covenant and our partnership with you. We thank you that you've given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And you've got a plan for our life that is the best plan. It's the beautiful plan. And Lord, I thank you for this year of the beautiful land. And I thank you that the grace is available to walk it out. One of the things I've learned about these plans from God is we can't make them happen on our own. They're a gift of grace, and that's what makes them so beautiful. They come from just partnership with him, just seeking him, pressing in, becoming one with him. He begins to fulfill these things for us that seem impossible oftentimes. I don't know how to do any of this. That's part of the beauty of it, is relying and trusting on his grace, because it's his grace that is the source of beauty. The fullness of him who fills all in all. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. We thank you that the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it, receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. He's got this amazing plan for this next year." And you just begin to seek him. You allow him to lead you, allow him to guide you. Just rely on and trust in him. He's gonna make it happen. He's going to fulfill it. Thank you for the beautiful land, Lord. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, into this kingdom of heaven, into this beautiful land that he's prepared for us. Father, we just thank you for this cup. We thank you for our partnership with you, this covenant with you. The reminder of that we have as a new year begins here. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Keep yourself positioned in the light. Stay focused on him. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction. Just keep magnifying him for his greatness, his goodness, his love, his faithfulness, his grace. Stay tuned into him. Keep executing. Keep doing those things that you know to do. It's going to turn this into a beautiful year for you. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've got some good things coming. We're taking the daily communion workouts that we've been doing. And we're taking the daily communions that we've been doing. We're going to start to combine them with daily communion workouts, the spiritual and the physical, going together. I truly believe exercise, physical exercise, one of the greatest ways to practice getting this grace God has given us flowing through us, to practice and to apply it into our lives. And once you know how to do it, you can apply it into anything. You can apply it into anything and everything. We got some exciting things coming. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.